بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Continuing with the discussion of Surah Fatiha. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. The verse prior to this, إياك نعبد, that Ya Allah, only you we worship, وإياك نستعين, and only you we ask for help. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to supplicate before Allah and to ask only from Allah and to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned, the greatest need, Ya Hadith Qudsi, the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the direct words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ibadi, كلكم ضال إلا من هديت فاستهدوني أهدكم. Allah Ta'ala says, O my slaves, every one of you is on dalalat. Opposite of hidayat is dalalat. Opposite of guidance is deviation. So Allah Ta'ala says, every one of you does not have any indication of what is true guidance. Every one of you is on deviation. Illa man hadaytu, except the one whom I give hidayat to. So hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. So Allah says, fastahduni, seek hidayat from me. Ask Allah for hidayat. Ahdikum, and Allah promises that if you will ask for hidayat sincerely, ahdikum, I will guide you. I will give you hidayat. And as we mentioned, that this is the one dua that is compulsory. And not just once. Every rakat of every salah. Outside salah, inside salah. Beg and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Very important, this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kuntum khayra ummah. Allah says, you are the best of every ummat. Why? Ukhrijat linnas. You were taken out, you were selected, you were chosen for the hidayat of humanity. For the guidance of humanity. So when we ask for hidayat, we don't ask for hidayat only for ourselves. Allah does not say, ihdinis sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, give me hidayat. No. Ihdina. Each one of us is commanded by Allah, every time you ask for hidayat, don't ask for hidayat only for yourself. Ask for hidayat for everyone. Ihdina, Ya Allah, guide every one of us. Give every one of us hidayat. So this exhortation and reminder that we get from the Tabligh Jamaat, that by make the effort of hidayat, go door to door, person to person, house to house, bring one person, make effort upon others. This is not from Nizamuddin or Aywin or from the pocket of Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. This is direct from Quran. If Allah is commanding you to make the dua, with the dua is dawa. Every one of us, when you ask for hidayat, make the effort of hidayat. Not only for yourself, but for the entire humanity. And the Arabic language is ajeeb. In the sense that if you want to truly understand the meaning of something, then we have to look at the root words. This word, ihdina, hudan. The root words are ha, dal and ya. One ajeeb interpretation of this, one of the mufassirin gives. He says, hudan, what does hudan mean? Mukhatabin-e-awwaleen, those upon whom Quran were revealed, were the Arabs. And they were living in a desert climate. So those that are living in the desert generally are very, very afraid of the sea or the ocean, particularly travel on the ocean. Why? Because they are used to a desert climate. So the Arabs were very scared, very afraid of traveling on the ocean. And when it comes to traveling in the ocean, obviously that time, 14 centuries ago, there wasn't satellite dish and advanced communication, etc. So how would they gain guidance? When a boat or a ship is traveling, how do you know which direction to go in? They would get guidance from the stars, They would get guidance from the direction the sun rises and sets. And there's one other very unique way they would get guidance. We find that in the ocean, like on the land, there are mountains. In the ocean also there are mountains. There are rock formations. And amongst these rock formations, now and then you'll get peculiarly a rock that protrudes above the water. Now a rock or a stone that is protruding above the water, when the sun shines on it, because of the wetness of the ocean, it shines very brightly. And this was a means that in those days they used to use to gain guidance. As you're traveling in the ocean, those that were astute, they would be looking around, where are these particular rocks? As the sun shines on them, they would shine brightly. And by that they would gauge, in that direction is Jeddah, in that direction is Yemen, in that direction is whatever direction they were going in, by looking for that particular rock formation. And that rock formation which shines, protruding rock through the ocean, in Arabic is Hudan. So by that light they would gain guidance. So in the same way, in this analogy, Ihdina, Allah Ta'ala is telling us that if you want guidance, if you don't want deviation, and more interestingly, if you are not careful and meticulous in your ocean travel, and you do not look out for those rocks that were protruding above the water, if your boat or your ship collided with that rock, that was halakat, barbadi, destruction. You could not survive such an impact. So gain guidance and don't go in confrontation with it. What is hudan for this ummah? It is the Qur'an. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Allah says, verily this Qur'an يَهْدِي guides لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ to what is the straight road. Follow the guidance of the Qur'an. Qur'an is hudan. Qur'an is that protruding rock. Qur'an is that nur. Qur'an is that light. If you will follow it, you will reach your destination. If you will go against it, or you will not follow its guidance, if you will crash into it, then it will be destruction, dalalat and deviation. Ihdina, Ya Allah, guide us. Give us the nur of the Qur'an. Give us the nur of your guidance. As-sirat. Sirat doesn't just mean road. It means a broad road. It means a wide road. Ya Allah, guide us towards that which is comfortable. Guide us towards that which is easy. This is the analogy of sirat. And because sirat is a broad road, and there can be many roads, we are asking Allah for guidance to a particular road. What road? Al-mustaqim, the straight road. What is the straight road that is broad, that is all-encompassing, that will lead towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are supposed to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Quran doesn't leave it to us. Quran gives us the answer to that. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That road, the road which was adopted by those upon whom you favored. As we mentioned, in the Arabic language, I'm reverting back again. Sirat, one meaning is broad. Another meaning of sirat is sword. In the Arabic language, the root word sirat means a sword. What does a sword do? A sword very quickly cuts through things. So Ya Allah, give us the quick road, the easy road, the straight road, the broad road, the road which you chose. An'amta alayhim, for those whom you favored. As we said in the Arabic language, what is the root word of an'amta alayhim? Wujuhu yawma idhin na'ima. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah describes the faces of the people of Jannah. Allah says, from the word an'amta, na'ima, fresh, beautiful, luscious. This word na'ima is used to describe a lush orchard or a field. It is ripe. It is attractive, it is lush, it is beautiful. Sometimes when you're going somewhere, you can choose two different roads. One road is barren, desert, no scenery, hardly any petrol station, you're going to go through a lot of difficulty. Sometimes they tell you, listen, take the highway, there's beautiful scenery, or go the garden route. There's a lot of petrol stations also, there's beautiful scenery, it's lush, it's green, it's fresh. So Allah Ta'ala, we are asking Allah, Ya Allah, we want the road to your pleasure, we want the road to Jannat, we want the road to Akhirat, we want the road to success, but Ya Allah, we want the easy road, we want the broad road, we want the lush road, we want the beautiful road, we want the scenic route, we want the easy route, and we want the shortcut, Sirat, Sword. We want that one which will take us quickly to our destination. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Mufassirin say, Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duha ba'da. If you want to know the meaning of something in the Qur'an, the first source of reference is the Qur'an itself. So Allah Ta'ala says, ask Allah to give you hidayat, to guide you to sirat-e-mustaqim, to the straight road. What is sirat-e-mustaqim? Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. That road which was adopted by those whom Allah favored. Now who did Allah favor? Which is that road which Quran is talking about that we want hidayat for? Which is the road of an'amta alayhim? As we mentioned, Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duha ba'da. The Quran makes tafsir of the Quran. Later on in the Quran, Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Those who obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Those who will obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ, these are the people, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, whom Allah favored. Who did Allah favor? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin, the pious, those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَسُّنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. These are the best companions. These are the best of people. Who? The Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. These are those whom Allah favored. And it is their road, their way of life, that in every rakat of every salah, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us towards that. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Ya Allah, guide us to the road of the anbiya, the siddiqeen, the shuhada, the salihin. Hasuna ulaika rafiqa. They are our friends, they are our companions, they are our role models. Which road we don't want? غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Ya Allah, don't guide us to that road or that way of life of those who earned your anger. Who earned the anger of Allah? Again, Quran tells us, فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ. فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ. Allah says, they turned towards the anger upon anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah referring to? The Yahud. Quran tells us, who is maghdoob alayhim? Those who earn the anger of Allah is the Yahud. So we are making dua, Ya Allah, don't guide us towards their way of life. Don't let them become our role models. Let us not imitate or follow them. Waladdaleen. Ya Allah, also don't guide us to the road of those who went astray. Who are those that went astray? The Nasara. So we are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Who you imitate, Allah will raise you with them. So we have to ask ourselves this question. Who is our role model today in our dressing, in our businesses, in the way we run our lives, in our goals and in our ambitions, in our nikahs, in our functions? Who are we following? Who do we imitate? So many customs, so many rituals, so many practices have become not just common, imperative. We have made them imperative. And yet if we trace their roots, we will find these customs and rituals coming from the Yahud and the Nasara. Coming from the ways of those who Quran tells us they earn the anger of Allah and they were led astray. They are not coming from the way of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. Surah Fatiha, we are constantly reminded of this. We are constantly reminded that if you want to find Allah, if you want the straight road, if you want the quick road, if you want the lush road, if you want the scenic road, if you want the beautiful road that will take you directly to Allah, then follow the Anbiya. And amongst the Anbiya primarily, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow his way of life. Again, coming back to what we were talking about, when we make this dua for guidance, we are not only asking for guidance of akhirat. A lot of times we have this restricted idea about dua. Make dua only for akhirat. Make dua only for success in akhirat, in the hereafter. We have to make dua for Allah to guide us in every aspect of our life. The greatest dua. What was the most common dua? Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there was one dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made more than any other dua. What was this dua? In fact, he used to make this dua so often. Then Anas radiallahu anhu says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes was making short dua, he would only make this dua. If he was making a medium length or a long dua, he would make this dua in the beginning, sometimes in the beginning, sometimes in the middle, sometimes in the end. This was the dua that he repeated the most. What dua? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Very comprehensive dua. All of us should learn this. Most of us know it, mashallah. But this was the most common dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make, and he would keep repeating it. And there is an important lesson to learn from this dua. Literally translated, what is this dua? Rabbana, O our Rabb, atina, give us fid dunya hasana, in this world good. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to ask for dunya also. A lot of times we feel it's against deen if I ask Allah for help in my dunya. I'm only supposed to make dua for akhirat. This is totally wrong. This is a complete misunderstanding of Shariat and deen. The most common dua, Nabi sallallahu alaihi asked for dunya first. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Ya Allah, give us good in this world also. Give us good in dunya, wa fil akhirati hasana, and give us good in the akhirat. Wa qina adhab an-nar, and save us from the azab of Jahannam. Dunya is the medium, is the bridge for our akhirat. So for our akhirat to become good, our dunya also has to become good. So we are taught, ya ask Allah for guidance in your dunya also. You are a businessman, you are a doctor, you are an engineer, you are a lawyer, whatever your field is. Every rakat of every salah, when you're saying, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah, show me the road of your pleasure. Ya Allah, show me the road of your pleasure in my business also. In my wepari also. In my career also. In my profession also. Ya Allah, show me the way of your pleasure in my house, with my wife, with my children. Ya Allah, show me the way of your pleasure when it comes to my dressing, when it comes to my values, when it comes to my ambitions, when it comes to my goals. Not only your salah and your deen. Ya Allah, show me the way to your pleasure in everything. Fajr time, we make that dua. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Then we go home. When we go home, we prepare for the day. Obviously, all of us don't do it the way Allah wants us to do it. We make mistakes. We slip up. So what? Look at the mercy of Allah. Allah says, Zuhr time, ask me again for guidance. Ya Allah, okay, the morning went, I didn't please you. Ya Allah, give me another chance. Show me how. Ya Allah, I'm going back to my business or my job, wherever I'm going. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, show me the way of your pleasure. Again, we'll make slip-ups. We are insan, we forget, we make mistakes. So asr time, again ask Allah. Again we ask, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Maghrib time, again ask Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Then the night is coming after Isha. How must that night be spent? What must I do in that night? How can I make Allah happy? Because that night may be my last night. So, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Keep asking. Ihdina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even for your shoelace, ask Allah. Even for your shoelace, ask Allah. Ask Allah for your dunya also. Ask Allah for your akhirat also. We've run out of time, but Quran is ajeeb. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Give the whole humanity hidayat. Hidayat to the way of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Now, what is hidayat? How are we going to get that hidayat? Immediately, Quran comes down in answer to that question. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalika al-kitab. La rayba fi hudallil muttaqim. Almost as if it is an answer to this, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, is the first verses of Surah Baqarah. Dhalika al-kitab, this Quran, this is the book. La rayba fi, there is no doubt in it. Hudallil muttaqin. Oh my banda, you wanted hidayat? There's the hidayat for you. Quran is your hidayat. But to qualify for Quran to become hidayat for you. Because Quran is not only hidayat for us, Quran is udallin nas. Allah says hidayat for the whole humanity. But who will specially benefit from the hidayat of the Quran? What is the requirement? Hudallil muttaqeen. Adopt taqwa. Become muttaqi. And what is the prerequisite? Prerequisite for Quran to become hidayat, for you to enter into the fold of the muttaqeen, the prerequisite is la rayba fi. Do not have any doubt in the Quran. That is something in itself that requires a lot of detail. InshaAllah, if Allah gives life and opportunity, we'll continue with the discussion. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, SubhanAllah.